For WKMS News, I'm Taylor Inman. Kentucky Public Utility regulators have denied groups advocating for low-income families from participating in the latest Louisville and Gas electric rate case. That case could raise rates for more than 1 million residential gas and electric customers to support system-wide improvements. Ryan Van Velzer of WFPL has more.
So Louisville Gas and Electric wants to raise rates for about 1.3 million customers. To do that, they have to ask state utility regulators. Usually, a bunch of different groups get involved in these rate cases to make sure their interests are protected. That includes groups like Walmart, Kroger, and the U.S. Department of Defense. But it also includes advocacy groups that look out for the interests of low-income families. Now, for the first time in more than a decade, the Public Service Commission has excluded low-income and affordable housing advocates from participating in a rate case.
We represent low-income people and developers of affordable housing.
Kathy Hinka with the Metropolitan Housing Coalition says the decision gives preferential treatment to large businesses while excluding the interests of the most vulnerable.
We want to know, is the increase reasonable, what it is going to be used for, and how does it get paid for? Let me tell you, that is the big question. How does it get paid for?
The Public Service Commission says the rights of low-income customers are already adequately addressed by another intervener in the case, the Attorney General's office. But even Attorney General Andy Beshear disagrees with the commission's decision. In an emailed statement, Beshear said the commission would be better served by hearing all voices. I asked Commission spokesman Andrew Melankovich why the Attorney General's office could represent low-income families, but not Walmart and Kroger. Here's what he said.
Well, I think if you look at the orders, the order regarding Walmart and Kroger or any of the other interveners, there is no reference to any statements by the Attorney General that he is specifically going to represent those interests.
The groups are now seeking a temporary injunction against the commission. The Attorney General's office will join them in arguing the case before the Franklin Circuit Court on Friday. I'm Ryan Van Velzer in Louisville.